This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, the most comprehensive racing report on the radio. From the dirt to the dragway, from karts to NASCAR, if it's racing, it's covered. Here's our host, racetrack announcer and race car driver Kane, with a Full Throttle Racing report.
Hey, good morning at 8:06. It is Full Throttle Racing with Kane, and we were back in the driver's seat after a couple of weeks. Last weekend, we did a best of show. We had a big childhood cancer event with the race car, and of course, the weekend before that, we also had one at Gulf Shores. So we appreciate your patience. Before we're going back live, wow, did you guys miss the excitement last night at Five Flags Speedway? Rain delays, cautions, and paybacks were the name of the games as they get ready for their championship night. And the people you thought won, no, they didn't win last night. I'm telling you, a lot of drama and a lot of excitement. And Tim Bryan is here, and he's also got a major announcement about a race coming up today at Mobile International Speedway. So stand by. And also, this is exciting. Brian McCardle, who's the son of Joe McCardle from Sunny South Raceway, well, he's actually had a kidney transplant. He's been dialysis for a year, feeling much better, and for the first time in over a year and a half, he will be on the show, giving us the updates, and of course, from last Friday, talking about who's locked into the championships. And they've got a big racing night October 4th and 5th. So that's going to be major. They've got a national event coming in. He'll tell you about it. Also, hey, how about my buddy Jay Wells there from Deep South Speedway? Champions night tonight. We're keeping an eye on the radar. That's the biggest thing. So a little bit of rain's good at the dirt track. Flooding is not. We'll talk with him and see what's happening. And wow, has Dustin Long with MRN been busy? Everything NASCAR. You've got Newman on the pole with a brand new track record this weekend. Truex, not even sure if he'll be at Michael Waltrip Racing. And to be honest, Michael Waltrip Racing says, well, it was kind of predicted that Napa would leave, if you haven't heard that, but kind of cocky. We'll talk a little bit about that. But as we get started, before we get into Tim Bryant, say thank you to the sponsors. Obviously, Tim with Mobile International Speedway and Five Flag Speedway, Deep South Speedway, Sunny South Raceway, and Mobile Regional Airport, now with new nonstop flights to Chicago through United. It might be a good idea to take that flight early if you have to go, because Tim Bryant and I were just talking off the air, and I'm looking at the weather radar. Tim, you guys even had a 40-minute delay of showers last night, and it doesn't look good for tonight.
Well, Kane, we sure did. We had a nice afternoon. We had a beautiful night Thursday night, both at MIS and Five Flags for practice, and then, you know, fairly good weather yesterday, and last night, late in the Buddy's Home Furnishings 125, we started getting some rain showers. We had a rain delay, and we started it up, had another rain delay, so we went on into the night, but we got our program complete, and with one eye on the radar to try to think about the second half of a big weekend doubleheader. We went to bed last night hoping that we would see a little bit of a change in the weather this morning, and we might have got a little bit of change, but only for the worse. The all our weather information that we got looks like today is going to be very, very wet. There's actually a flash flood warning out, so we've got teams here in town that are wondering which direction to go. And I think in the interest of everybody having a miserable day, thinking that things could get better when all indications say that they're not, we're going to go ahead and pull the plug on tonight's race. Unfortunately, weather has certainly been a nemesis this year, but you know what? No one can control what Mother Nature does, so unfortunately tonight's race is going to be rained out. Our rescheduled date with the super late models being obligated to other tracks, it's always difficult to find a date, and the only date that works for us to be able to get these guys back that are racing for the Miller Lite Championship looks to be October the 5th. So
okay,
I know that's a busy weekend. Yeah. It's Saturday, October the 5th. It's a busy weekend in Mobile. We do realize that, but that's when we're going to come back and run the Miller Lite 125.
Well, and you got to think about that, too. All these teams are national teams. You look at last night's winner, and we'll get into that in a minute. He's a major player, and they do have to bring that back. But you're also thinking of all the guys like us, like the local Bombers. We were ready to come race again tonight. Obviously, with the rain, we're not going to be able to make it, but this gives everybody the opportunity at 8 o'clock in the morning. You guys get it on Facebook. We're about to put it on our Facebook as well. Let everybody know so you can make other plans for the day. But anyone goes to look up just Alabama weather radar, and you're going to see this blotch coming up from the Gulf and from New Orleans, and it is yellow and it is red and is about as wide as Mississippi is, you know. And so you're making the right decisions. I hope that some of the other tracks can get the race again, but man, I'm telling you, to be honest, unless there's a dome, I don't see anyone not getting wet along the Gulf Coast today.
Well, it's going to be pretty wet along the Gulf Coast. How long it's going to last is anyone's guess, but with a strong chance of rain today and tonight, just doesn't look like it could be anything less than a miserable day. Our speedway doesn't like a ton of water out there, and we want it to be a good experience when folks come out. So we're going to shift gears and put all our focus on October the 5th. Mm-hmm. Look for a strong field of cars to come back, and we'll crown some champions that night.
And I tell you what, I'll go ahead and put it out there. We were talking, I've got a few Bayfest tickets, and I will save you a couple of Sunday tickets. We just kind of talked off the air. Let's get some people out there, and we'll give away a couple of Sunday Bayfest tickets. There's a big concert downtown Mobile Saturday night at the show. So if you want to go see some great acts on Sunday and still go see your racing, you can get them both in the same weekend.
Well, let me tell you, we're kind of bummed because we're big Bayfest fans ourselves, and we're not wanting to pull people away for an event they had planned, but unfortunately it is what it is, so there'll be some decision-making for some folks, but we're going to do that. We're going to give away some Bayfest tickets on Saturday, some Sunday Bayfest tickets away on Saturday night, October 5th at Mobile Speedway.
Well, that's going to be good. Now, I tell you what, if this race is worth waiting for, I think it is, because if we talk about what happened last night, man, at Five Flag Speedway, you got 26 super late models that showed up, which is huge. I mean, you're talking, these are the guys that are coming. You even had people with like a 30-hour drive from Canada. Two teams come down to race last night.
We did. We had Lonnie Somerville and Jerry Artuso from Canada. Austin Terrio from Beechridge, Maine was here last night. Of course, a strong contingent of Texas drivers. When it was all said and done, a familiar face back in Victory Lane for the first time at Five Flags this year. None other than Andrew Bubba Pollard. He had to work for this one.
Yeah, and he did, and I'm looking, and just not in this class, but all the classes, a lot of aggressive driving. I know it's the end of the season. I know people were talking about paybacks. You saw that in some of the divisions, but how rough was it in your class there with the super lates?
Well, I'll tell you, we had more cautions than normal.
Mm-hmm.
Even in the early part of the race, as you know, with the Southern Super Series events, we run to 75 laps, right, and then the cars get a 10-minute break, put on fresh tires and fuel, and go to the finish with another 50 laps. But even in the early portions of the race, guys were getting up on the wheel and getting after each other, and there was paint swapping going on, and we had numerous caution flags in the first half, and then several in the second half. One with just two laps to go, mm-hmm. Troy Grisoffi got into the inside wall, courtesy of the front bumper of another car, and just to let folks know, because it was a hard hit for Troy, but he is okay.
Good.
And anyway, so we restarted with five to go, and it was a real battle between Bubba Pollard, who was hungry for a win, mm-hmm. Daniel Hemric, who probably had one eye on the point standings, and John Hunter Nemechek, who had made a strong run, had kind of fallen back early in the race, had come back, and I tell you, John Hunter is posed to get his first ever track championship at Mobile Speedway. Now he's going to have to wait till October the 5th. But Daniel Hemric came home second behind Pollard and clinched the Blizzard Series title.
You know, it's always cool to see him there as well, because his dad, who drives with NASCAR, Nemechek, is there also helping and talking. And I've seen him walk around and talk with some of the other teams just like he's one of the regular guys, even help and make suggestions on some of the other teams. So it's cool to see the Nemechek's. It's a racing family. Mom, dad, grandma, they all come out there. And even in the success that he's had, he still remembers what it's supposed to be like. It's supposed to have fun at the track. And he does every time they show up.
I tell you, they are a great family, and it's fun to watch Miss Martha, who is John Hunter's grandmother. She's all over the pits during the day, taking down lap times, and was amongst the first to congratulate him for a third-place run up there. And I know winning a championship at MIS would be huge for those folks.
Well, let's talk about some of the other classes. Super Stocks, there's always been a battle. First place and second place, Randy Thompson and Bubba Winslow, and again, they didn't disappoint this weekend.
They sure didn't. They was kind of back in the field, courtesy of a dice roll, and we had a good field of super stocks last night. But they worked their way to the front about halfway through the race. It was the 86 of Winslow in front. Thompson in the 42 broke out after that. Ran him down and was about five to go. Got to his back bumper, and I tell you, it was almost like a repeat of last time, except there wasn't quite as much paint swapping going on. Randy drove him really clean. Bubba ended up winning the race and, of course, clinched the super stock championship here at Five Flags, and Randy Thompson was a great sport about it.
Yeah, and Randy, I was there for that last race, and boy, I mean, I love watching the races now. My new favorite place is in between one and two. Up high, and you can see those guys lifting the bumper off that guy. I mean, going through the turns, trying to, I mean, that's exciting. Those guys aren't afraid to push the envelope a little bit, you know?
No, they're really not. And I tell you, it was a good prelude to what we'll see. I think it's a snowball derby. The super strong division has really come back strong this year. Of course, Okie Mason, the champion at MIS, he had a last night. Jesse Reed run fourth, and Darrell Rudd from Chipley, Florida, finished third last night. So that was kind of a backwards version of the top five. But anyway, we're looking for a really good race come Snowball weekend with the Superstock division.
Well, we had some music pop up there while you were talking. Sorry, put it down real quick. Real quick, we still have the Sportsman and Bomber to talk about. And wow, Brandon Fowler, who's been plagued with problems, it was kind of reversed. He had a really good easy, I wouldn't call it an easy win, but he had a good run, and then poor Buttrick. He got caught up in something and wasn't happy about it.
Well, Steve Buttrick took the Intimidator Charter Challenge last night, went to the rear, and it bit him last night as he got caught up in an accident coming to the front, in the front stretch wall. Major, major damage to that blue 33. Brandon Fowler was on his game last night, picked up a much-needed win, and actually closed the points gap substantially. So, next Saturday night when we have our Night of Champions, if it had the same results, we might see a shift in the points when we didn't think it's happening, and it just goes back to what they say. It ain't over till the family.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And the Bombers again, boy, you guys had a lot of cautions there. A hood flew off of Corey Pittman's number 34. I've had that happen. That's not fun. You had a Mobile driver kind of show up and do his thing, but at the end, Hunter Ward, he seems like he did the math right and got his car up front.
Well, Hunter's had a really good second half of the season. Picked up another feature win, and Ryan Worsham was second last night after winning the last race. A strong run from B.J. Latham, who came over from Mobile last night. Good to see him over here with a podium finish. Michael Nelson was fourth, and B.J.'s teammate Gino Denmark come home fifth last night. So good, strong showing from the Mobile guys here at Pensacola. Good field of cars. Things were flying off, and people's tempers were flying. it was bomber action at its best.
I'm telling you, I can't wait until the snowball. It's going to be fun. Tickets are available in race teams. You can already send your information in to go ahead and get signed up for the snowball, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We encourage racers in all the local divisions, go ahead. There is a discount for early entry, so the entries are available on our website under Snowball Derby. They can go ahead and get those filled in and get them sent in, and we'll try to get the race teams in all divisions some publicity for it. We're looking forward to that, but more so than that, next Saturday night we're going to end it all here at Five Flag Speedway with our Whataburger Night of Champions. Unfortunately, it's been scheduled since January. It's a Saturday night because we sure could have used that Saturday night somewhere else. It's scheduled, and we'll race here next Saturday and then come to Mobile the following weekend.
And again, one more time, Mobile International Speedway, because of, flood warnings and watches out, and obviously a lot of rain coming. You have pulled the plug for today's race.
Tonight's race is rained out and been rescheduled in its entirety for Saturday, October the 5th. And we will have a Friday night practice on October the 4th.
Okay, that's perfect. Tim, we covered it all. Enjoy the rest of the day, and now we don't have to fight that rain. So we will talk to you next weekend, and get ready for an amazing Saturday night coming up.
Okay, Kane, thank you so much.
Absolutely. Coming up now, Joe McArdle, he's off, but we've got Brian McArdle on the way. Hang on with Sunny South Raceway. Great information about the races last Friday, and they've got a big race October 4th and 5th, too. Welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Later today, we'll podcast the show at usfdracing.org. That's United States Fire Department Racing. And as you know, Kane Motorsports teamed up with them again for our third year. Excited about that as we race to bring money and awareness to our friends in the volunteer fire department field and firefighters all over the country. So, still to come, dirt track news, Deep South Speedway Championship Night. I just saw that Jay Wells put on the Facebook they have canceled as well. So, dirt racing out of the picture. We're going to talk with him shortly. Dustin Long still with MRN is on the way, but I tell you, it's good to hear this voice. Back on from Sunny South Raceway, not Joe McArdle. We like his voice, too. Don't get me wrong, but how about Brian McArdle joins us again from the track, and good morning, Brian. And for people who don't know, the past, year and a half or so, you've had some kidney problems, and you just actually been off of dialysis, and you tell the rest of the story and how you're feeling.
I'm feeling 100% better. Just had a kidney transplant about 2.5 weeks ago.
Wow. And we were just talking, and I said, so do you see yourself getting into the car again? And you said, yeah, man, we're going to hot lap next weekend. I'm like, whoa! So as a racer and as driver, you never lose that. But you've gone through hell and back, and you know, you through the family and a lot of people praying for you, really has turned around. And again, everything seems to be working great for you, right?
Yes, everything is 10 times better than it was. I just want to thank my family and friends for sticking with me and all the prayers.
Oh, yeah, and it definitely has helped. And there was a picture of you when you got back home, and you shaved your beard. How long was your beard before you shaved it? It was like about a 10-pound beard, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was the longest one I've ever grown.
Well, I tell you, it's good to have you back on. And there's, you know, a lot of these tracks we've been talking to are already finishing up for the championships. And, you know, last Friday we got a couple of them finished up and done. But you've still got some big racing coming up. You guys are hosting the Pro Challenge National Championship race. And this is your second national championship in just a few years at Sunny South.
Yes, sir. We're going to be hosting that on October 4th and 5th. And I believe it's the first national championship for the Pro Challenge, but we've had a couple of other series out there for national champions.
And that's amazing that you've got, you know, all these other tracks that these guys can run at, and they're coming to our backyard. And and I still think out of all the tracks that we have on the on the show and in the area, you guys, when I tell people about Sunny South Raceway, I say, where is that at? That sounds great. I said, it's just right down 6 miles from the other track, right in Grand Bay. And it's like you're the hidden gem of racetracks in the Gulf Coast, you know?
Yeah.
So, well, what do we expect to see coming up then? I know the October 4th and 5th, you're throwing out a lot of money to some of these drivers, even $500 for the Stinger guys. I mean, you could almost build a car and buy one for that money.
Yeah. Well, the National Championship is for the Pro Challenge, mm-hmm. and they're actually doing $1,000 to win Friday and Saturday night.
Wow.
And then the Legend is $1,000 to win Saturday night. The Stingers are $500 to win, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bando is a 200 GameStop gift certificate to win.
That's perfect for those kids.
They got the Bandits and Outlaws are going to receive trophies. The Senior Pro Clone Cards are $500 to win. And the Junior One Champ is a 100 GameStop gift card.
Wow. And now, you know, what I'd like to see and what I've seen this year at Sunny South Raceway as we run our bomber out there, I love your track. I've loved it. I started off in Stingers in there, but I once ran a go-kart out there, and these clones, these adults that are out there, are reaching, don't you say, at least 75, 85 miles an hour, and these guys are drafting. You're an inch off the ground, so it seems like you're probably going about 200. I mean, it's amazing. Have you ever been in a kart around that track?
I have not. My son has, but I haven't got a chance to yet.
Well, yet. See, there you go. That's it. And it's just amazing speeds that these guys run. And we're getting some pretty good car counts out there.
Yeah, there's real good car count out there.
You know?
I think everybody likes the track.
Well, you've got a regular points race still coming up before that, September 27th. Also going to be more of a tested tune for the Dixie Clash, as you're calling it. Overnight parking allowed at the track. Tell us a little bit more about what we'll see on the 27th.
The 27th is going to be a regular night. They're going to have the Legends and the Bandos mm-hmm. and the Pro Challenge and the Stingers. And I'm not sure if the go-karts are running that night or not,
mm-hmm.
but it's a regular Friday night show. Kind of a makeup race for one of the rainouts.
Yeah, you know, isn't that something? Everyone's had a couple of those this year. It's been something. What do you think this past couple of years? Well, I mean, this past year, and you haven't been at the track a lot, I know, but you're talking with Joe, and obviously, what have you seen on how the track has been running this year and the car counts and the fans? Because as a participant and also as the announcer over there, it seems like I've seen some bigger car counts and also a lot more people coming through those stands.
Yeah, it seems to be picking up. I think since we did it Friday night, we're starting to get a little bit more car counts
mm-hmm.
and more people coming, so we don't have to compete against any other track. But it's definitely it's going in the right direction, that's for sure.
Well, and it's not hard to find. Again, if you go online, sunnysouthraceway.org is where you want to go and check it out. And obviously, a big racing night. And now, you'll be probably going for the championship again next year for sure, though, right? You're working on a car and you're ready to go.
Yes, sir.
Okay, how about Josie? Josie seems like she's been having some pretty good runs. You know, Josie McCarter runs into Bandoleros, and she was coming out of four. And the last car that she had, boy, she would push the limits. It would get squirrely, and boy, she hit the wall almost head on. And that wall hurts, and it hurt the car. She was ready to go racing again, but she's got a new car now, and she's got that thing dialed in.
Yeah, Yes, he's getting used to the new car, and you know, every time you jump into another car, some drivers have a little time to get used to it. But yeah, she's doing good.
Well, you can tell she's still having fun, and the McArdle family is going to be out there in full force this year for the rest of it and next year, too. So, well, we appreciate you coming on, Brian. Again, great to have you back at the track, and good to hear your voice back on the show, my friend.
All right, I appreciate it.
All right, no problem. And again, remember, Sunny South Raceway, it's going to be September 27th and then October 4th and 5th. That's huge. Pro Challenge National Championship race right here. Dirt track racing, Deep South Speedway. Guess what? It's going to be a mud pit. I'm afraid we've had to cancel again, but we got the guy that's going to tell us all about it coming up next. Show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. And again, if you haven't heard, Tim Bryan had to make that call earlier at Mobile International Speedway. I mean, we've got like, just looking at the weather radar today, unless you have a dome, you're probably not going to race. Brian McArdle again from Sunny South Raceway. Good to hear you back on the air after your kidney transplant 12 days ago. And he's going to be in a race car next weekend. That's a racer, buddy. Let me tell you, Jay Wells is on with us. And I tell you what, Jay, it's nice to have you back on the show. But again, just like we've already seen with Mobile, and they had a rain out last night at Five Flag Speedway, you guys have had to make that decision already too, haven't you?
Yeah, that's one of those. I mean, it's one of the toughest decisions to make. You know, as the track promoters, which are Kelly and John up there, and you know, but it's one that you have to make reasonably and responsibly and timely. You know, it's just looking at the radar, and it's going to be bad tonight, as we all know.
Yeah.
So we held out hope, and we did our no rain dance and no rain chants, and it just didn't work. And the only person, the only fight we can't win is the one against Mother Nature this year, it seems. So we're going to go ahead and reschedule for next Saturday night and get our championship night in then.
Now, you guys also had a TV show, Sweet Home Alabama, that was going to come out tonight. And we talked a little bit off the air, and that was going to be pretty exciting because they filmed there before. And I tell you what, the producer really likes that track, doesn't he?
Yeah, they love it. I mean, they talked about the color. Oh, the color and the red, and it's so beautiful on television. And you know, I guess I'm just a little jaded. I was like, dude, it's clay. You know, but I've been dealing with these Hollywood people, so you know, they're it's actually funny while listening to them trying to get used to our humidity and whatnot. But yeah, I mean, we're really excited to have again been selected as a location for another episode of that CMT hit show, Sweet Home Alabama, and I have to speak with them yet later today. I know they're going to film. I'm just not exactly sure when, so it might be next Saturday night. I'll, of course, make an announcement just as soon as I have something solid.
Yeah, throw it on Facebook. We had five exciting divisions ready to roll. The vintage cars back, Stingers, Bombers, Street Stocks, and Modifieds, and season championships. We might as well hit it up. Last race we had was September 7th, and obviously the Wing Sprint cars. Man, Cajun Sprint cars put on a show. You couldn't find a seat anywhere. The pits were packed, and man, those guys put on the show. They couldn't get it started. They had a couple flips early, but I'm telling you, and they all look bad. But I tell you, those cars are built to where they absorb it. You know, you got a $900 wing on the top of your car, a $1,000 wing, and that also absorbs a lot of that impact. It looks gnarly, but they're pretty safe, aren't they?
Yeah, the sprint cars are extremely safe. I mean, as we found out, you can break a leg in one. Just ask Tony Stewart.
Yeah.
But you know, they do. It is pretty spectacular when they tumble, but they tumble often. And you're right, that wing does absorb a lot of energy up there. You have the wing, you have the four mount bars, and then, of course, your roll cage around you. So the guys were all just fine, all walked away. I think there was two that really flipped pretty bad.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was a great show. Shane Morgan put it on them and came home with the victory for the Cajun Sprint Car Series show. And just like you said, as always, man, those big monsters just put a fantastic show on up there.
Well, and your local monsters were there, too. One of my favorite classes are the Modifieds. And it has been a good battle so far. Nathan Ingersoll is the leader with, I think, 17 points we were talking about. But, man, anything can happen, and that's not a lot.
Yeah, that's right. Kyle Witkowski has been the points leader most of the season. But he was involved in that wreck that we had during the topless race where Steven got hurt, which, again, I saw Steven again at the sprint car night. He's looking great.
He does look good. He's got a pretty bad scar, and he's still having some problems with his fingers.
He's still ugly, but his hand looks better.
That's good.
It's great to see his smiling face out there, yeah. though. But, yeah, Nathan now in that chain heating and air conditioning modified, mm-hmm. number 33, has a 17-point lead over Kyle. We pay 100 points to win the feature. So anybody less than 100 points away from second place, which is everybody except Ricky Brasmer, stands a chance to lose that points lead.
Wow.
And, you know, well, just real quickly, Nathan's got the lead, as we talked about, over Kyle. Richie is safe. He has 248 over Bobby Crawford.
Got it.
But second through fourth is separated by just 25. So,
man. Bobby Crawford, you think those bombers aren't going to be trading a little paint and some sheet metal?
Bobby Crawford, Kyle Kickler, and Chris Drew are all battling for second through fourth, and they could get out there. And there's a lot of cars that I talked to that were planning on coming to the High Banks for the first time this week. We'll see what next week brings. I mean, everybody knows there's a lot of things going on around the area next week, so we'll see who comes out. But I know our points leaders and our second, third place guys will all be there. So we look forward to seeing all of them. And in our Stinger class, Brandon Allen has just a 96 lead over Stephanie Carraway. And that little girl is one tough cookie, so you can't count her out.
It's all about consistency. Has she won a race yet, though? I don't know if she has.
Now you got me.
Okay, I know she's come close a couple times, and we had her on the show, but wow, that's awesome. She and her dad were just fans at the beginning of the year, essentially, or last part of last year, and she said, well, let's build a race car, and I'm telling you what, since they have, she has been having fun, and she's getting better every single time she hits that track. And it's a little bit different, too, because you can't drive a front-wheel drive car on dirt like you can, let's say, a bomber with the rear wheels.
That's right, yeah, it's a whole lot different. So, I mean, it's an entry-level class, you know, four cylinders, front-wheel drive. So it makes it kind of an affordable way to go racing, but it is a whole different animal when you get in one of those on the dirt track. So also, Ronnie Vick over Wayne Gunn, 60 points.
Mm-hmm.
Ronnie going to do everything he can to hang on to that lead in that class, but Wayne Gunn, always a tough competitor, and only a 60-point difference between those two. So, I mean, and you know how racing is, Kane. A $2 park can ruin your night. So.
Yeah. That's even cheaper before. I understand.
Yeah, exactly.
What are you seeing, since you've been there for the few months that you've been there, what kind of action, how can you describe to a fan that's not been to Deep South Speedway? I try to tell them, I was lucky enough to drive that white 33 that Nathan had. He let me race it about 2 years ago one night. And I tell you, the way I tell people, I said, you need to come race this track if you've got a car, because you go so fast down the back straightaway, your vision is blurry. I mean, it's incredible. And then you just crank that wheel to left and slide at 100 miles an hour. There's no better feeling in the world.
we're a 4/10 mile oval.
Yeah.
So it's like two drag races and then two really hard turns.
I mean,
on dirt. So, I mean, you get the traction, you get the speed down the drag race part of the track, the front or back straightaways. And then, as you said, you just, some guys tap the brakes, some guys just cut the wheel, you throw them sideways, you get back on the gas and basically steer around the corner with the throttle and set yourself up for another straightaway.
And the fans, I know you've talked to them before, too. Obviously, every track has struggled this year, especially with the weather, like today.
Mm-hmm.
But the fans I've noticed at a dirt track, and nothing wrong or any of the asphalt boys where I race, but they are, I think they're more of a hardcore fan. Even if it's raining, they say, well, hey, if it's raining a little bit, these guys can still race on the dirt. And so you'll still see them coming out to the track, even if there's some showers in the area.
Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, if there was any way to get the show in today, we would do it.
Oh, yeah.
Dirt, actually, we need water. I mean, we need moisture in that clay so it's not just dusty and what they call dry slick.
Mm-hmm.
It gives the tires a little bit of adhesion, a little bit of traction onto the clay. If you've ever walked through wet clay, it sticks to your shoes. You walk through it when it's dry.
Yeah.
It's a brick. I mean, that's what dry clay is. So, if it doesn't rain, we actually have a water truck that we have a couple of fearless people that
that thing on the banks, it looks like it's about to tip over. When I saw them on the high side, I'm like, this is going to be exciting. I need to be rolling video on this.
that's almost like a challenge around the track who wants to drive the water truck. When John says we need some water, everybody runs, and whoever the smallest guy wins. It's kind of like getting eaten by a bear, don't have to be faster than the bear, just have to be faster.
Thank God you got a microphone in your hand. Hey, I got an announcement. I can't get out
there. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, I got to go tell the people what time it is or something, you know. So, yeah, I've gotten out of it so far. I've escaped driving the water truck. But,
well,
yeah, we do put a lot of water down. I mean, anywhere, if the sun shines, man, we'll put down, you know, 12,000 gallons of water on race day.
Amazing. That's amazing that you guys do that. But it makes a big difference, and your track is known for such a great surface. But again today, let's go back and revisit what we have to do. Again, canceled, and when will we redo this race?
We'll redo it next Saturday. Okay. And again, you know, gates open at 4, racing will start at 7, and hopefully Mother Nature will cooperate. The long range forecast doesn't look bad for next week. Mm-hmm. And you know, we kind of thought they kept moving the rain a little.
Yeah.
Okay, well, now it's going to rain Sunday and Monday more. And so, you know, we did everything we could, but it's just we had to make that call, or they had to make that call early this morning. So, you know, we had a lot of people coming from far away. It costs a lot of money now. We don't want anybody spending $100 to get to the racetrack when there's just not any realistic possibility of getting
right.
the show in.
Right. Well, you guys made the right car, even though it's hard to do. We appreciate you coming on board again this morning, and we'll do it again next Saturday and get you guys ready for the makeup of tonight.
Yeah, buddy. We look forward to it. Thank you.
All right. No problems. Again, always a pleasure to have Mr. Wells on there from Deep South Speedway. So far, all the tracks have canceled raining. We go NASCAR next. Hopefully, Dustin Long is with us with MRN. Stand by. The show, it's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Thank you so much to the race car sponsors this year. Kane Motorsports, we have got our first championship in 2013 at Sunny South Raceway. Thank you, Pull Apart. Also, McDonald's, Bayside Insurance, Bay City Collision, Performance Graphics, Falsac Tires, Metro Glass and Mobile, Skywatch Traffic is on there as well, and Alabama Team Challenge. All those guys are a big part of what we do. You know, without those guys, couldn't make the championship. Championship's not over, and man, talk about a lot of drama this weekend. Well, it's going to be a pretty good race. It looks like Newman's on the pole, new track record in New Hampshire. Dustin Long's already at the media center. And we're going to talk about Newman. We're going to talk about Truex. We're going to talk about Waltrip. Good morning. How are you, Dustin?
Hey, doing well. Doing well. I mean, certainly a lot to talk about. You're right. Still with a lot of the reverberations from what happened at Richmond a couple of weeks ago with Michael Waltrip Racing and the penalties that happened there. So, you know, earlier this weekend here at New Hampshire, Michael Waltrip addressed the media, and one of the questions I asked him is the status of Martin Truex Jr.
Yeah.
You know, with Napa announcing he's leaving, and they announced on Thursday they're leaving after their season, and Napa had a 3-year contract that they signed last year. You know, Truex also had a 3-year contract that was signed at the same time, so the question is, what about Truex's status? And Michael said that he would like to keep Martin Truex, but has asked Truex to give them some time. But he understands that if Truex comes to him and says, "Hey, I got something better," then he would allow him to do it. Now, we talked to Martin Truex Jr. yesterday after he qualified, and he'll start fifth in Sunday's race. And he says he doesn't know what he's going to do. He says he has to look at every option because you know, the whole goal is to make sure that he's in a race car next season. So they've got to look at everything. Does that mean it's Furniture Row Racing?
I was about to ask.
There's been some talk or speculation they're looking at a younger driver. Does he stay at Michael Waltrip Racing? Does Napa stay in the sport? Do they stay as a sponsor? Do they go to another team? Do they take Martin Truex Jr.? There's a lot of questions out there. Even Martin Truex Jr. said, "Hey, this is all confusing." And again, you know, he was just talking to us yesterday. And this had happened, you know, the Napa decision had been announced the day before. So he's got a lot of work to do. I mean, you know, think about this for him. In the last 2 weeks, he's gone from thinking he was in the chase to now being eliminated from the chase and not having a chance for the championship to losing his sponsor and not sure where he's going to be driving next season. So, I mean, you talk about getting punched in the gut. He's been hammered in the gut several times so here the last couple weeks.
Let me ask you, does he deserve it?
I think the consensus among, I think the feeling among a lot of NASCAR fans is that
he was doing everything he could on his own and could not control the actions of his teammates with Clint Boyer's spin that created a late caution,
right.
And Brian Vickers and Boyer both losing laps in the final laps to allow Joey Logano to pass him for position. So I think in that sense, I don't know if many people blame him as are more upset about Clint Boyer's actions and also what the team ordered Vickers to do in pitting and giving up position on the final restart. So is he a victim of circumstances? Maybe so, but also it goes back to Michael Waltrip Racing and what happened there.
Right. Well, it's going to be interesting to see. And Michael's attitude again, I mean, what are your thoughts? Just taking a look. Some people on Facebook have called it like, he doesn't, not necessarily doesn't care, but almost like lackadaisical about it. Does that make sense? I don't know if he's been that or not.
I haven't noticed that. I think the frustration with some people is that they want him to apologize. And
he's not gonna.
And he even said yesterday, I mean, they apologized for their actions. That happened, but he says, look, he said again yesterday, he doesn't believe Clint Boyer spun out on purpose, and he stands behind his driver. So I think for those who think that Boyer spun out on purpose at Richmond, they would just as soon see him and the team apologize and be able to move on from this instead of deny it.
Yeah, I can see. Now, as we move forward, though, New Hampshire's always an interesting track. And how about Ryan Newman on the pole with a brand-new track record? He's kind of turning some heads, isn't he?
Well, I mean, he's always been fast here. I mean, this is the seventh pole he's won here. So this has always been a track that suited him well. So we'll see if he can carry that through on Sunday's race. Right now, cars are on the track, as you could hear earlier, and then I decided to step inside so I could actually hear myself. But right now, you've got Clint Boyer, who is the fastest. And Boyer's another guy who has run really well at this track and has won here before. And also, you have atop the speed chart, you've got, Casey Kane's now just moved up to the top of the leaderboard. You've got Casey Kane's fastest, Clint Boyer second, Jimmy Johnson third, Joey Logano fourth, and Dale Jr. fifth right now, as we've gone about 37 minutes into an hour-long practice session, and we've got a second practice session a little bit later this morning.
What does Jeff Gordon need to do to be able to capitalize on his new situation?
Well, I mean, certainly got a sixth-place finish last weekend in Chicago. He's qualified starting third this weekend. I mean, this is a good track for him. He's finished 11th or better in the last seven races here at New Hampshire. He's been on a hot streak just lately here, four straight top tens. Seven top tens in the last nine races. He needs to take advantage of this weekend. He needs a top five. I mean, really could use a victory, but at the very worst, he needs probably a top five right now to climb a few more spots in the points, because even with the sixth place finish last weekend at Chicagoland, he's still 24 points behind series leader Matt Kenseth. To put that into perspective, the most points you can gain on a driver who's in the race is 47. So he's 24 points back. So in essence, he's kind of like, half the field behind. So he's still got a lot of room to climb. And you think, people might say, well, 24 points isn't a lot. Well, think about this. What was it? I want to say it was like 10 of the 12 chase drivers were, top 12 spots were taken. I think 10 drivers were in the top 12 spots in Chicago or something like that. So it's really hard to gain positions because there are so many guys that you're racing against that are going to finish in the top 10 just like you. That's why wins and top fives are so important.
Well, let me ask you to switch gears now. With Montoya leaving the Target team, Ganassi, now he's made the announcement that he will run for Penske in IndyCar. What kind of changes does he have to do, and how does he finish up his career in NASCAR? His tenure there at Chip Ganassi. How is his attitude on moving forward and finishing this year, and then preparing for what could be a big race year next year for him with Penske?
I think he just try to finish out what you can this year and get as good a finish as possible and then look to next year. I mean, I don't think it's anything different that, as if he was returning. I mean, yeah, maybe he's not, obviously he won't be as involved in the planning or talking about ideas and thoughts for next season, but, he's still going to be focused on doing as well as he can, trying to get top fives, top tens, and he's never won an oval race.
Right.
Can he pull out an oval victory here in NASCAR?
What about Nationwide not renewing the series sponsorship? That's pretty big to NASCAR. And is there anyone out there already? Are there any blurbs out there? Someone that might step up to that? Because considering how much it costs to have a team, I can't imagine what kind of money they're throwing in to have the series sponsorship.
Well, you know, in one sense, it might be a little bit cheaper because it's the second tier series if you're comparing it with a Sprint Cup sponsorship. You know, I think Sports Business Journal, I don't remember if I got the numbers right, was estimating that NAPA was paying about $16 million annually to sponsor Martin Truex Jr. And if I'm not mistaken, if I remember right, Sports Business Journal was reported that Nationwide was not paying as much for series title rights for the Nationwide series. So I want to say that number was probably around the $8 million range or something like that. So
could that be something NAPA would do? The NAPA Nationwide Series, or what? Well, I can't call it Nationwide Series. I'm just used to saying it. But the NAPA Series. I mean, that could be something. Or is it? Or do you think they're going to stay with Truex? What's your gut feeling on that?
I don't know. They're really upset with what happened. They're really upset with what NASCAR. The indication seems to be they're upset with what NASCAR did. The indication is that they felt the brunt of fan displeasure with what Michael Waltrip Racing did. And Michael Waltrip was asked the other day, if he felt how much he felt fans or what led to NAPA's decision. He said, NAPA hurt from a lot of voices, and there's a lot of ways to have your voice heard these days. So he's kind of suggesting social media pressure potentially could have been a factor for NAPA to consider leaving and deciding to leave. Leave the team. There's a lot of things in play right now. It's an interesting time because you kind of thought silly season was kind of settling down. Now you've got NAPA. Are they going to be? Will they go to a team? Does that mean does Roush expand to four? Does Joe Gibbs Racing go to four? Do they go to a Stuart Haas and fill out spots on the four cars there, or do they go and take Truex and take Truex somewhere? Now do teams make all kind of pushes? Do teams make to get Truex? And if Truex leaves, what if Michael Waltrip Racing gets sponsorship? I mean, there's this whole domino effect that's out there that. I was talking with Bobby Labonte yesterday, and Bobby says he still wants to keep racing after this season. He's losing his ride at JTG Doherty after this season. AJ Allmendinger's taken over. But he says, look, I want to keep racing. But he also says, hey, some dominoes have got to fall, and I got to see where things are to see what opportunities are out there for me.
Wow. Well, I know it's going to be an exciting race this weekend, and there's all sorts of drama. So how can we keep track of you at the track?
At Dustin Long on Twitter, at Dustin Long, all one word. Also at Motor Racing Network's check out our new website at mrn.com that launched this week.
It looks great.
And we've got stories up there, and we'll have more later in the day.
Well, Dustin, it's always an honor to have you on the show. You do a great job for us and everywhere, including with MRN. So we appreciate you taking the time at the track today, and we'll look forward to having you back on as we get closer to the championship and find out where NAPA and everyone else is going to go.
Yeah. All right, man. Hey, I appreciate it.
Hey, thank you so much. Okay, there you go. That's Dustin Long again, and he's live at the track. So he's always busy, always going somewhere. So we appreciate him taking the time. And that wraps up the show today. Again, just to remind everybody, Mobile International Speedway has canceled. They're going to do that race coming up Saturday, October 5th. Deep South Speedway is canceled tonight because of showers. They'll do this race next Saturday. Don't forget, next Saturday, it's championship night at Five Flag Speedway. You want to get your racing fix, you can still do it. And remember, you can listen to the show podcast at usfdracing.org. That does it. You guys have a great weekend.